You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. A new draft media bill has been proposed to reform regulations around media on TV, radio and streaming platforms in the UK. I'm joined now by Minister of State at the Department of Culture, Media and Sport, Julia Lopez, to learn more about the draft bill and what it means for blind and partially sighted people. Hi, Julia. So do you mind briefly telling us what a draft bill is and how it's different from a fully formed bill?
Sure. Well, we've been spending some time working up a new law on some of the media changes that we need to bring forward. We haven't changed some of these laws since 2003 under the Communications Act. And effectively, a draft bill just gives people sight of the kinds of legislation we want to put forward before we introduce it into the House of Commons. And that allows for a bit of extra scrutiny, allows for engagement with stakeholders to make sure that we are in the right territory before it hits Parliament and then gets all the extra scrutiny from legislators and we vote on it in the House of Commons and the House of Lords.
And this bill would lead to very significant changes in media regulations, and with the internet and streaming platforms, is this addressing a lot of new things?
Yeah, I mean, the media business has changed very substantially, as your listeners will be aware. I mean, people view television and listen to radio in very different ways now, via smart speakers, but also via the internet, rather than just through the television. So this is going to be the first time that we regulate video on demand services, but we're also making sure that if you're listening to UK radio stations on smart speakers, that all of your favourite stations have to be accessible for free. So hopefully we are effectively future-proofing some of the ways in which people want to view and making sure that those services are held to account by Ofcom for the first time. I think it's just important to emphasise this is the first time this has been done, and we've been listening very closely to what people need. And, you know, my own grandmother had macular degeneration, so I know how important it is to be able to have these kinds of services so that you don't feel you've isolated or left out of important national events and important TV and radio shows. So I just want to make sure that we can take this forward for everybody and make sure that accessibility is always thought about rather than a sort of afterthought.
And the bill would legally require streaming services to provide subtitles, audio description and signing. How did it work before these new proposed changes?
Well, effectively, it's up to the streamers whether they provide those kinds of services. And some of them have been pretty good, but others have been less so. And I know that that's been a concern for the RNIB and others. So what we are making sure is that they are held to account by Ofcom, who is our broadcaster regulator, and mainstream streaming services will, going forward, have to make sure that 80% of their content is subtitled, 10% is audio described, and 5% is signed. We will have the power to hold them to account for that.
And the proposed changes are also aiming to make, like you said, accessing radio via smart speakers easier and make navigating the websites and smart TV apps for on-demand services easier. Can you tell us why that was important to include in the bill?
Well, we know that it's important to be able to access services with the people that listen to this station, and we want to make sure that, you know, you can have the kind of content that you love and expect to be on a particular platform to be accessible. So when it comes to radio, your smart speakers have to be able to take you via voice activation to those stations that you want. We were getting to a situation where a lot of broadcasters were concerned that, you know, some of the big platforms, some of the smart speakers were going to start inserting their own adverts into content or charging listeners for that content. And we didn't want to see that happen. We want to make sure that the UK radio industry is supported in this new era and that the people that listen to the UK radio industry are able to get hold of all of their favourite shows.
And how about on-demand streaming apps? How will they be different under this new bill?
They'll be held to certain accessibility standards. A lot of the mainstream linear broadcasters are already held to account on those things. So this is about bringing in a wider range of providers into that scope of Ofcom to make sure that accessibility is at the forefront of some of the standards to which we hold them to account.
And what's the next step in this bill now that the draft has been proposed?
We expect it to be in the fourth session of Parliament. So, you know, we're in the third at the moment, and then we'll expect it to be introduced fairly soon, likely in the autumn.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Julia Lopez, the Minister of State at the Department of Culture, Media and Sport, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure. Thank you very much for the time.